Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop in. A spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League is on the line. Today's show, our draft's going to be live on September 3rd at McGurk's in Royersford. And we do have one spot taken and accounted for. That would be Andy in Westchester, who's going to join the show in a couple minutes here. He's defending his crown. That means we have eight spots to give away. One today. You have to be able to draft in person on September 3rd. All right, Hugh, we'll get back to the calls here. And, of course, Hugh's clues today for a chance to win that spot. Clue number one was famous doctor.
Yes.
Clue number two, not from this country.
He's not from America.
Okay, so we got clue number three coming up in a little bit. We had some good guesses on this famous doctor. But, Hugh, before we get back to all the calls on the Phils, and we will await, and we are awaiting the news on Landon Dickerson. Not loving that there's no news yet. I'm not loving that there's no, like, I keep waiting for someone who covers a team to say, sources saying it's not believed to be serious, but Eagles just awaiting MRI to confirm. Nothing. It's radio silence on the Eagles and Landon Dickerson. We await the news on his MRI on his knee. But, Hugh, this morning, we got ourselves a new quarterback list. And I think this is usually the last one of summer. You know, there's usually like PFF and then the ESPN one. But the one that is last this year is the quarterback tiers over at The Athletic. So Mike Sando does an exercise every year where he has people around the NFL tier the quarterbacks. Not just rank them, but put them into separate kind of groups, right? Tiers. So let me give you the different tiers and tell you where Jalen Hurts ranks. So tier number one, and this is usually reserved for, I think, like four to five guys end up in this tier typically each year. Tier one, a quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. Now, Hugh, before I unveil tier one, do you believe Jalen Hurts belongs in tier one?
Do I believe he belongs in tier one? No, I don't. Okay. If I'm being fair, no.
Finally.
Well, no, I'm saying
it only took 2 months of this.
Well, he has holes in his game.
Yeah.
No, that was one of the criteria.
That is part of the criteria. Here is tier one, according to the Athletic's quarterback list as we enter 2025. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford. Those are the five best quarterbacks in the league, according to this ranking, and they're all tier one. The Stafford one actually surprised me a little bit because he's older now, and he's not, at least physically, what he was.
He is not
years
what
ago.
He used to be.
Right.
And the first thing that jumps out to me is he was all that in Detroit, but he couldn't get them over the hump.
Mm.
So, but if we're talking about those intangibles, then yeah, Jalen's not that.
Okay, here's tier two. Tier two quarterback can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three. He has a hole or two in his game. Does this sound like where Jalen Hurts belongs?
Yeah, and you know, it's the irony of this list is how specifically it was worded.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they worded it that way.
So here is the tier two. And here's, I'm going to give you the order of the tier two. Okay. So it's not just tiered, it's ordered within the tier. Number six overall, and the first guy in tier two is Jaden Daniels. Number seven overall, and the second guy in tier two is Justin Herbert. Number eight overall, and the third guy in tier two is Jared Goff. And then tied for ninth overall, and in that tier two, CJ Stroud and Jalen Hurts, just to round it out. Baker, Dak, Jordan Love, Purdy also made this same tier two as those other guys. Here's what they said about Jalen Hurts, and this is what I thought was interesting. So there's some quotes in here from the voters, all right? Jalen, quote, Jalen does everything the right way for how they have been built, an offensive coordinator said. I see him as a really good player on a team with a bunch of really good players. I agree with that.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's a good way to say it. Okay, here is something else said. This was by a GM in the NFL. Quote, this is going to sound like I don't like him, but I do. Just by the definition, I feel as he is more of a three. And am I on an island with that? So 11 voters put him on tier three, the next tier down. And that would be, let me give you the definition of that quickly. Tier three is a legitimate starter, but needs a heavier running game and or defensive component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best. I could see why he got some tier three votes.
I mean, that's is that not the most valid description of Jalen Hurts?
What is it?
So a tier three quarterback is a legitimate starter, but needs a heavier running game and or a defensive component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best. I understand why some put him in that category.
I think he's above. I think he's a tier two. and I think he's better than most want to give him credit for. See, this is the problem. I mean, it's not a problem. Let me take that back. It's worded in a way where I think it's being fair to Jalen, but also a little bit backhanded. Because when you talk about those tier one quarterbacks that, from their own wording, is able to carry their team, how many of those quarterbacks outside of Patrick Mahomes and Stafford have carried their team to the Super Bowl and won it?
Well, none. Burrow's the only one that's been there.
Yeah.
But I think when they say carry, they mean week to week.
Yeah, week to week, they've carried their team, but in the biggest game, they didn't get it done. Like, I get, when you talk about pure talent and you talk about playing the position, I can't sit here and argue that Jalen is on the same tier as Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anybody can, because Patrick Mahomes is on a different tier.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yep.
But when you talk about those unquantifiable intangibles that Jalen brings to the table, he's done something that all those other guys that are in front of him haven't done. And even when Lamar Jackson came out, as dynamic as he is at that position, he with all due respect, he still comes up short in the playoffs for whatever reason that is. Even though he's able to carry his team to lofty heights with a strong running game, still doesn't have enough to get them over the hump.
Not yet.
Josh Allen, the same thing as of right now, as of today, hasn't gotten his team over the hump.
But did Jalen carry the Eagles?
No.
Jalen has had his moments where he's played well, and Jalen has played well in one of the biggest moments you could possibly play in.
When's the last time he carried the team, quote unquote?
2022. Well, that's the last time I thought he did it consistently.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's had games.
And even to say carry is a stretch, they had a great defense that led the league in sacks, and they had the number one running game.
I did think he was a bigger part of it then, though.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Miles Sanders was a guy.
Carrying is a lot to me.
But they went out, and they realized his limitations,
yeah,
and they put talent around him. I don't see a problem with that. See,
no.
To me, when I hear this, and I hear a lot of these pundits talk about Jalen, it's like he almost is penalized because they went out and got talent. But that's the job of every GM.
Sure.
Every GM in the league's job is to identify those players, those once-in-a-lifetime players, those, players that make it happen, and then put talent around them.
So here's what's standing out to me. Now, we have one more element of this ranking business that's going on. The NFL Top 100 list is not complete yet, but we know they're out in round number 40.
C.J. Stroud actually was just unveiled.
Wow. And Jalen Hurts has not been unveiled yet. Okay, where was he, like 40-ish?
39, I think.
So we're in the top 30-something, yes, and we haven't heard Jalen. So we'll see. Maybe Jalen's going to be a top 30 player. Maybe he's not going to be in the list altogether. There is a theme, though. Does anyone else pick up on the theme? The theme is that we here put him on a different level than everywhere else around football.
Of course.
I mean, it's so obvious. Like,
because he's a hot-button topic. Well, and the bottom line is this. Maybe it's the era that I came up in. And I look back at some of the other quarterbacks that I look at and compare Jalen to that other people don't see it. Because to me, when I look at Jalen, when you talk about what he is as a passer, he skews more Joe Montana to me than anybody else.
Joe Montana.
And what I mean by that is, listen, what I mean by that is he was in an era where you had Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Boomer Esiason, and all those other guys.
Mm.
When you had quarterbacks that had big arms and threw the ball all over the place.
Sure.
Joe Montana wasn't that guy. He was a dink and dunk guy. He was the father of the West Coast offense, and he got the ball in the hands of the playmakers, and they made plays.
Yeah.
But he was considered the GOAT of his time. And I understand that now. It's almost like this. Remember back in the day in the NBA, you had a team, and it was about the team. You had Scottie and Jordan and then the cast of characters that helped the team. Now you have the big one. You had an era where you went through, you had a couple players that made your team better. Now it looks like it's going back to the team-oriented game.
I agree. So that's roster
so
wins.
That's how I look at it. I feel like Jalen gets vilified because how he's done such a great job of amassing talent around him.
I don't think it's vilifying Jalen. It's just an evaluation.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to penalize him for having talent.
Did we not just say on Friday that Tanner McKee could take this team to the playoffs?
Well, some of you guys did.
I'm sorry, but that's how we really feel about this team.
He could take you to the playoffs, but he ain't going to win you no Super Bowl.
Sure, that's okay. like, fine. But, like, how much does that say about the talent that Jalen has around him? Like, that is a part of it. It has to be.
I also think that...
I don't think that's fair in the assessment of who...
It's so fair.
Okay. That's fine.
I also think this. I think it's being lost on for some. I think him winning the Super Bowl is baked into why he's ranked number 9. He didn't play like the top 10 quarterback for most of the last season.
I think he got bumped up. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Probably.
Okay, why is he a Hall of Famer?
Because he won 2 Super Bowls.
Okay. What was his career?
Was Eli ever a top 5 quarterback in the NFL?
But he's
maybe a year, maybe.
But that's why these are two different arguments.
Yeah.
It's the same argument.
It's not
unquantifiable intangibles.
No,
the fact that...
But a Hall of Fame is a celebration of a career. Where you rank in the moment is where you rank in the moment.
In the moment, he's better than every other quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes in that tier one category.
Does it not resonate with anybody that... So the panel here that voted: 6 general managers, 6 assistant general managers, 6 former GMs, 5 other executives, 8 head coaches, and 19 other coaches.
And you know what all I hear?
The head coaches stand out to me. I mean, they're scheming against them.
You know what I hear? A bunch of coaches that didn't want to put their name on it.
But they can't put their name on it. I understand. But that's
why you get an actual valid list, because they're anonymous.
I was always told that everybody's not going to be a tier one quarterback. Jalen has done something that you've admitted to that those tier one guys couldn't do.
Well, he's been there twice.
Okay, the first time Saquon wasn't here, and they went to the Super Bowl, and they almost won that.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was better that season.
And he played his ass off, right?
That was his best season.
There's been 2 games that Jalen has been in, two of the most meaningful games in his career that he's played in, that he showed his ass.
He did show his whole ass.
He showed his whole entire ass.
I think what's going on here is we value the big games because they mean something to us. While the people that vote on these things or just give their opinion, they're looking at the whole picture. And the whole picture is good, not great. That's a picture of his career.
And that's where the other stuff comes into play, because they have to remove all the other variables.
Yes.
Which is the team around him, all that stuff. It's not a penalty. It's just a part of the evaluation.
What is every team vying for right now to try to put themselves in position to win the Super Bowl,
right? But again, these are different arguments. Like, we're not arguing who has won the Super Bowl. That list is defined. We're arguing who is the better individual player.
And I gave you, he's a tier 2 quarterback.
You did say that.
I get that. But I just, like, the whole thing about the talent he has around him, that's what helps players and teams win, not what puts one individual ahead of the other.
What's interesting about his ranking is Hugh said it was fair. I think it's fair, too. I mean, I think it's totally fair where they have him. This is the lowest, though, a Super Bowl winning quarterback has been on this ranking since Nick Foles in 2017. So every other Super Bowl quarterback since then has been rated higher on this particular exercise. So he's the lowest ranked Super Bowl winning quarterback since Nick Foles, which is ironic in its own way because it was the Eagles last time and now it's the Eagles again. I think it speaks to a lot of things: how good the roster is that the Eagles put around these quarterbacks, and the lack of consistent excellence. Like, Jalen doesn't have that as part of his resume. Hugh, I think if Jalen starts playing consistently excellent to go along with the playoff success and the ring he already has, then he is going to be tier 1.
That different. Yeah, he's going to be looked that different.
Of course
he is. That's important for him this year. It's going to be important that he does that this year, because that's what everybody's looking at, to see how consistent he is.
So there were 48 votes. He got 3 tier 1 votes. He got 35 tier 2 votes, and he got 12 tier 3 votes. It is kind of interesting how the description of 3 did fit him, too. I mean, I would put him in tier 2, but the description of 3.
The description of 3 probably fit him the best.
Run game, defense, passing game in smaller doses.
And, like, so they're going to put this I find this interesting, too. They're going to put this thing out there. A lot of fans are going to react to it. Who do you think the number one, like, most polarizing player on that list is going to be? And it's probably going to be Jalen Hurts, because of how sensitive Eagles fans are about it.
Mm.
Like, if you look at the rest of that list and say, that's fair for this guy and everybody else, but Jalen's the only one, maybe look in the mirror.
Maybe it's us. Maybe we're the problem. I agree. I don't think any of this is egregious. It might be the best quarterback list we've seen so far in terms of, like, when you go through the tiers, it's like, oh, that fits that. The only one I would say, I don't consider Stafford as a guy that's carrying them anymore.
Mm-mm.
I think they're young defense. I think Puka.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
I would drop Stafford down.
And, you know, if you're being fair, Joe Burrow came into the league on what they say, born on third base or whatever. How's the saying?
Born on third base. He went to the Bengals.
Yeah, well, he went to the Bengals and he had two. They gave him 2 receivers out the gate.
And no all line.
Yeah, but they still had 2 good receivers
that
he was familiar with.
He went to the Bengals.
He was still had
born
two,
on third
two,
base.
Two good receivers.
Guy was born in the gutter. Going to the Bengals.
Who were they playing that year? That
I mean,
they went to the
they
Super
had
Bowl.
The number one overall pick to get him, right? Like we can't just
yeah. They were the
that.
Worst team in the league.
That's not being born on third base.
Yeah, but he
like Jalen
they,
Carter
they
was born on third
him,
base.
He went to the. Him, they gave him some receivers though. He had talent when he came out. He had talent since day one.
All right, first base.
He had a receivers.
Okay, second base.
All he had is receivers. What other talent did he have?
Second base.
I guess
in a shoddy division.
I guess
shoddy
my point
division,
is
they have Lamar and they had the Steelers in the division. Yeah.
Okay. That
yeah. All these other guys, if you want to debate, maybe you move them up a spot or two or down a spot or two. Like, that's the variance. The variance with Jalen to us is 9. He's number 2. Like, get a grip. I'm sorry.
Also, he did move up 2 spots from last year, which is, I think that's it. It's baked into him winning the big game. All right, your reaction to all that. 215-592-9494. Tier 2, Jalen Hurts on the quarterback list of The Athletic. Again, the definition, he a tier 2 quarterback can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier 3. He has a hole or two in his game. I think it's very fair. And he's right smack dab in the middle of that tier, along with Daniels, Herbert, Goff, C.J. Stroud, and a few others. George in North Philly's up talking Landon Dickerson. Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on? I was going to say I agree he deserves tier 2, but I don't agree with some of them people that's in tier 1, like Jackson and Allen, because what have they done to carry their team over the top?
But I don't think it's over the top just to win a Super Bowl. I think it's just week to week. It feels like they carry their team.
They're the
a lot.
Reason they're there in the first place.
I mean, those two guys have combined for 3 MVPs the last few years.
Okay, MVPs, what's better, MVP or a Super Bowl?
Well, Super Bowl, but one speaks more to the player, and one speaks more to the situation.
But I don't want to concentrate on that. I don't care where Jalen's ranked. He's still my number one. He's going to be all right.
There we go.
But,
I like that.
Landon Dickerson, I'm kind of upset about the situation, but I'm not worried because I'm confident in Coach Stout to get whoever next up in line. I think it's going to be Pryor, I believe.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
George,
we were just sitting here workshopping that. Brett Todd's been in the league a while, too, though, but Matt Pryor might be the one.
Yeah.
I heard they might move Steen over to the left side and then move Pryor into the right side.
I think I saw Elliot put that out last night, that he thinks that you could see that alignment where it's Pryor at right guard and Steen at left guard. Yep.
Yeah, and I got a guess for the doctor. But one thing I want to ask a Phillies question. Mm-hmm. I heard last night infield fly rule. What's the infield fly rule? I just want to know.
So the infield fly rule is when – so it's really to guard against George. Let's say there's a fast runner on first base and a slow runner pops the ball in the infield. And, you know, the runner on first and there's less than 2 outs, they can't really go much off the base because they'll get doubled off. So it's to guard against the infielder purposely dropping the ball to create either a double play or to switch the runner. So if they call an infield fly, it's an out no matter if the guy catches it or not. It's just an automatic out.
I always heard that. I just didn't know what it meant.
Yep.
All right. My guess, I'm surprised nobody didn't guess this yet, but Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
That was the sex lady, right?
It's the sex lady, George. That's not it, but it's a fun guess.
No, that's a good guess.
Yeah. We've gotten – there are actually way more famous doctors than I think I was anticipating today. Because I didn't know, like, where the guesses would go, and I didn't know how quickly we would get the correct answer. We haven't gotten it yet.
I thought somebody would have gotten it by now.
I did, too. Terrence in Springfield. Let's see if he has it. Terrence!
Who's your call? What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence? Man?
Hey, man, yeah. First of all, I want to say on the Willis situation, I want to talk about Dickerson, too.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Willis situation, man, I feel like we should rest this guy for a couple starts, you know, but we do have to be careful because the Phillies have been up and down this season, so have the Mets, but we know how to, we have a 5-game lead. We have to be careful how long, I feel like we should rest him, but we have to be careful how long because we know right now we're on fire. Yep, we're on fire. We're playing good baseball. And I like that we got that sweep. We haven't done that in a while. But I feel like we have to be careful on how long we'll arrest. But if he is hurt, and if he is still having pains, whatever, sit this guy down, man, because we need him more down the stretch.
So, Terrence, before you go on, to your point on how long, if they shut him down for 2 weeks or just gave him 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now they play the Mets. They could give him 2 weeks, and if he's feeling good, he can come back for that series against the Mets.
That's what I'm saying. That seemed more reasonable to me, Joe. The Dickerson thing kind of concerns me because this guy is a vital part of our offensive line, and that has been a key piece to our team that has carried us the last couple of years. It's a key part to the running game, and This is going to go into what you guys were saying about the Hurst thing, because we have to go back on Howie right now, because Howie let a lot of players go. I know everybody's always talking about Howie season this, Howie season that. But we're one injury away on cornerback. We're one injury away on defense. We don't have that many viable backups right now. Our cornerback situation, that bothers me. Our safety situation bothers me. And we're going to look back on Howie, and did he let too many guys go? Let CJ go, like, for nothing? The guy that he's traded CJ for isn't even doing anything viable to the team. So I feel like right now, and I know you said we got a loaded roster, Joe. I don't agree with that. I feel like this season, we're a little iffy on that loaded situation. But on the Jalen Hurts situation, I feel like he's in between the fire rings. I feel like Herbert is a pretender. I feel like Goff is a pretender. But everybody, Joe, I know you said that loaded roster, you had talent around him. Everybody has talent around him. Going back to what you said, Chase and Higgins, Burrow had him. Goff has a loaded roster. His whole office is loaded. He got Gibbs. He got Amari St. Brown. A lot of teams have talent around them. So we can't always say, oh, Jalen Hurts has talent around him. We know that. Last year, we didn't know what the defense was going to turn into. Yeah, we had a bunch of rookies on the team.
Right.
I'm glad they turned out to be dominant. But we didn't know. Every season you go into, you don't know what the team is going to turn into.
You're right. And this year, Terrence, you're right about that. And this year, the Eagles probably aren't as good as they were last year talent-wise. Like, they were so deep and so good. Like, a guy like Ojomo, right? He barely played last year, and now he's being elevated
he's
to play. Yeah, he's going to play a lot. So it just shows that – I agree with you. This year's Eagles team, while they're still going to be really good, I don't look at them roster-wise quite like last year.
Yeah, it's no question. And I'm not the biggest – I love Jalen Hurts, but I'm not the biggest fan of him. I do feel like last year our offense was choppy, but a lot of those run plays he was checking into.
Yeah.
Those running plays. So we know that. So we can't go back, oh, he had the dominant run game. Because a lot of the plays he was checking into.
Yeah, he's part of it. He's a big part of the run game. That's why I said Friday, the idea that, you know, they can still make the playoffs with McKee. I don't know about that.
Yeah, but to me, Joe, Barkley and Hurts complement each other. Together, because we saw what happened when Hurts wasn't there. It was a little harder for Barkley. So to me, they complement each other. It's not one way around here. And I don't know. I'm surprised nobody said this. I try to get in Hugh's head a little bit, man, when he said the doctor is not from these parts. I'm going to go with Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange.
Hey, that's a good guess.
It is not it, though, Terrence. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. A lot to talk about here. We'll take your phone calls in the Phils. What's hitting you more, up 5.5 or the Wheeler situation? And it is certainly a situation right now. Castellanos, could he now be part of a platoon? I thought Saturday night was telling there. We'll get to something going on for the Phillies down at AAA that is becoming really an alarming situation. We have to recalibrate expectations here the rest of the way. Your guess is for Hughes Clues, a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League on the line. We'll give you a third clue here. And Jalen Hurts, ranked tied for 9th in the Athletics quarterback tiers, a tier 2 quarterback.
And we're off.
And away we go. Your reaction to it all. I think it is totally fair where they have them ranked. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.